Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Signing day was yesterday. College football. Old Locks pulled in another one of them rabbits out of his hat, dude. Yeah. Does it every single year and everything else going on in College Park. He's the athletic director for the University of Maryland. Window Nation, a hotline. It's old school. It's a Total Request Thursday with Damon Evans. Damon, good morning. How are you feeling today?
I'm good, fellas. How you guys doing?
Doing all right. We had Kevin Willard on a couple of days ago, head coach of the Terps, now number 18. In the country, and the team had, you know, had that little rough stretch out west. You know, people thought they were shaky to some level. Now they won four in a row, two of those on the road. They are underdogs tonight. We're not here to talk gambling. We're just here to talk about the actual game itself. But as you watch the team now, Damon, as we're in the about to enter the second week of February with March Madness literally weeks away, your comfort level with him is what compared to, say, it was when they were losing at Northwestern in Washington and Oregon?
Basketball is a long season, and I think what happens, you're going to go on a little bit of a roller coaster ride, but you want your team to start playing well at this time of year, and that's what Kevin's been able to do with his team, is to get them playing well, to get them to gel together. It's unbelievable to see their level of confidence and how it has grown, and each individual knowing what their role and their responsibilities are. It's really been just fun to watch. So I'm excited for the young men on the team. I'm excited for where we are. As I've always said, this is a tough conference, no easy games. Tonight at Ohio State will present a challenge for us. But I really feel good about how our team is playing and where we are, and I think the opportunities ahead for us are really, really good.
Now you look at the team as well, as we've discussed, Damon, many times, basically a remake from last year, where the team couldn't shoot. This year's team is one of the better shooting ball clubs in the Big Ten. You have a stud freshman who plays like it for the most part. Julian Reese has been outstanding here in his senior year. But to remake a team like Hurley did last year with UConn and won another national championship, we go back to when you were at a collegiate athlete yourself in Georgia and the landscape changing. I mean, is it more challenging? How much more challenging is it now to be like, oh, wow, I've recruited Joe Blow, the All-American, he's bouncing. Now I got to bring in 5, 6, 8 more players and still maintain sort of that level of excellence here.
I think any time when there's a huge change or a seismic shift in the way you do business, I think initially it is real challenging. Our business has changed, and it's changed for our coaches, and the transfer portal has made it more complicated, more difficult. But over time, we'll all get used to it and deal with it and figure it out. And Kevin's done a really, really good job of figuring it out. I mean, the pieces that he's brought in with this team, the ability to shoot the ball the way that we can shoot the ball from all from 1 through 3 has been really, really good for us. And that's something that we lacked last year, the ability to drive the ball to the basket, but not only to score it when you drive, but to kick it out for wide open threes. And then when you have someone like Derek Queen, who's been phenomenal as a freshman, and Julian Reese, I can't say enough about his leadership, his effort. He's really, really helped our team and led our team and gotten us to a good place. So Kevin found pieces that we need, but more importantly, pieces that fit together.
Hey, Damon, big recruit yesterday, Zaire Mathis, that four-star, that's a pass rusher, which is big, you know, and somewhat a Philly kid. And, you know, 22nd ranking, you know, like the rankings, you know, it used to mean a lot. Like when I was at Notre Dame, we were number one every year. But you saw those kids for 4 years. I mean, now a 22nd ranking really means nothing because by the time it's all said and done, most of those kids won't even be at Maryland by that time.
Yeah, you know, you want to give the staff, Locks does what he does, and his staff, they really went out and got a good class, so you don't want to take that away from them and the fact that they got a really, really good class. But it is different, as you stated. Usually you have time to develop those kids when they come in. And in a sport like football, with the physicality of the sport, you need to get stronger. In certain instances, you need to pick up weight and get used to the game in and of itself. You don't have as much time to do that anymore because kids want to play right away. They need to play right away. And with the transfer portal, it has changed the game. But kudos to Locks and his staff for going out and getting the 22nd ranked recruiting class. And Mathis is a great addition. That's what Locks does. So now you just got to have a good balance of a good recruiting class with a good transfer class and make sure that your system, the pieces that you've got, fit the system that you want to run. So things look good, and we just got to really now start focusing on getting everybody in the right position and getting the right mindset and improving quite a bit upon what we did last year.
Hey, Damon, what does Pep Hamilton add to the staff as the new offensive coordinator?
Well, obviously, Pep has a lot of experience. He's someone that has worked at several different locations, both on the college level. He's been an offensive coordinator at Stanford. He's worked at Michigan's as assistant head coach and passing game coordinator. And then he has experience in the pro ranks, being the offensive coordinator for the Indianapolis Colts and the Houston Texans. So he has a wide array of experience that I believe will bode well for us as we move forward. We needed to solidify that position. And Locks did so. And so we'll continue to try to do things to really position ourselves for success. And we have to do that. We've got to be a team that can compete year in and year out. And we owe that to the fans. I know our fans want us to be consistent. They want us to beat some of the teams that we haven't beat. And they want us to make a nice run. And we owe.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hold that to them.
Hey, Damon, you know what I was reading the other day, which is really sad and disappointing, I think. Like at Nebraska, I'm sure you read it with Coach Rule. Then they get 100,000 people for their spring game. It's a big, big money raiser for them. And he's saying we're not going to have a spring game because his recruits that came in early, you know, will be playing in the spring game. And because you have to pay for a ticket, anybody can come watch. And people are out there scouting his young guys for the next year when they go to NIL and start and pay them more. I mean, to me, you know, they got to set up some rules because that makes no sense. That all that does is hurt everybody.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of adjustment that needs to be made, obviously, to how we're running our calendars right now. I tend to believe that spring football in and of itself is going to change over time. I think that it needs to change over time. It may resemble something like OTAs at the professional level. I'm not so sure that we should still be doing things the way that we've done them in the past based upon the calendar now. So we're going to take a hard look at that across the board and try to set ourselves up in a way to make sure we have the appropriate rules. But whether or not there's time in the sport in and of itself to change the calendar and do spring ball differently.
Damon Evans, Athletic Director, University of Maryland, joining us here at Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Damon, real quick, I know you're busy down there, College Park. I know lacrosse has started. The men off to the great start, as always. Other sports about to percolate here. So times seem to be fun right there with the old Turtle Land, right?
Absolutely. You know, our women's team is making their first trip out to the West Coast in women's basketball. You know, we've had a tough run of it here as of late, but have all the confidence in Brenda. We face Oregon tonight, which is a quad one opponent, and the Ducks are 16-6 overall, so we need to play well there. And then we turn around and play Washington. So good luck to our women's basketball team. And then the winter teams are doing well. You know, number four lacrosse got off to a good start with a win over Richmond. We play at Loyola on Saturday. Softball is underway at Arizona State. And so I want to wish Lauren Karn and our Terps good luck. And wrestling is busy. I mean, he's done a good job, and Alex Clemson, but we're at number 12 Rutgers. I should say number 12 Rutgers comes to us on Friday, and we travel to number 1 Penn State on Sunday. And so from gymnastics to tennis having its first home matches this weekend, and track and field had a strong showing at Penn State. So I'm excited about where we are, but we don't need to rest at all. We've got to keep pushing forward and really doing things to make our base proud.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.